We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Beis Omid Beis. We are starting two lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis Omid Aleph, where the Mishnah said that Oiris Levuvim is this leather from the heart of a behemoth. We said that since it's cut in a certain way, it looks like it was done for Avodah Zarah, Shem Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the Issat HaKroivis of Avodah Zarah on this leather. And we spoke at them from the Rishonim, it means the whole animal. If you already have this type of opening in the animal, the whole animal is actually awesome. But even the oiris aser, even though it's not mamish the guf habehema, it's the hide, it's the skin, it's still awesome. But oiris levuvim, tana rabbanan, ezu or lovav. How do you tell if it's opening in the behema cut open in a certain way that you're kosher if it's varizara? So zogt the braisa kosher karua keneged alev. First of all, the opening in the behema is the keneged the heart, because the derech was they opened the animal while it was alive and pulled out the heart. The shem avodah zarah. That's what gave it the shem avodah zarah. Also, a karduk min aruba was a round opening. Yashalov kared dam aser. If it has dam on it, then it's aser. You know, we did it in the lifetime of the behema. On top of our base now, ain't a love kared dam. If there's no drip or dominant mutter, because it must have happened afterwards. You must have opened it up afterwards, and that's not a Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is only done when it's still alive. Omrav Huna, that we said that there's no dam, it's a heter, is loishon, because really it's a reyesa here. You see a round hole opening, and it's keneged halev, so it really sounds like a Avodah Zarah. Since there was no dam, we assume it happened after Misa. But Omrav Huna, the only way you can say it happened after Misa, the only way you have a right to be toila that happened after Misa, if you didn't salt it. If you salted it, aser. Because the salt has a way of taking away the dam, absorbing the dam, and therefore, it's not a raya that it happened after Misa because you salted it. And then, since you have all the reasons to think it happened b'shas when I was alive, therefore we'll have a din of Vezara. It's really what the Braisa said. This is our Mishnah. Mishnah says that it depends what type of rip or tear it was in the skin. If it was ogle round, also. Moshuch was straight, then it's mutter. Omrav Yisrael, Rav Gudam Shmuel, Halacha Rav Shmuel, Pasta Rav Shmuel. So his Talmud asked him, Omrav Abaya, Halacha Mechal Pliki, is someone argues on this? He's saying, like, Halacha means someone argues. Someone argues? Omrav Yimanaf Kamina, Lamanaf Kamina, what's if someone argues? I'm passing like this. In Halacha Maiz, it makes a difference. Omalei, Gemara, Zemara Satahei, which Rashi explains means, it was Bitmiyam. Abaya was saying, like, why are you telling me Allah Kamaisai if no one argues? So it has to make sense what you're saying. That's what I'm asking you. Because you're right, it's not nafkamina. But don't tell me Allah, this is the Allah if it's not Nageya, if no one argues. So it's not just like a song. The learning has a substance, it means something. And therefore, that was just tying it back. We don't have what Rav Yosef answered back, so we still don't know if it was Machlekes or not. But upon him, he said Allah Kashimimil. Basa nichnas lo avodas chavim mutter. The Mishnah is talking about a case like this. Someone was bringing meat to the avodah zarah. So the halacha is that it's mutter bahana. You know, you'll be eating it, that'll be a different shayla because you don't know who did the shechita. So it's a shayla of a shechita of a goy. Obviously, you can't eat it. But it's mutter bahana because, like we spoke at then, even though maybe you mazmin it for avodah zarah, there's no halacha of hazmano that's considered ready for avodah zarah by hazmano ma'alma. It has to be actually brought for avodah zarah. So on the way in, you see people, you see these guys walking with basa to the avodah zarah. It's mutar bahana. On the way back already, the Mishnah says asa bahana. So man tana who holds that basa nichas avichavim is mutar bahana. Om Rav Chiya ba'Abam Yechnon. It's the loyka Rabbi Eliezer. It's not like Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Lozer. It's not like this man the Yama. Not like Rabbi Eliezer. Diki Rabbi Eliezer ha'Omer stam achsheves avod oivid chovim loyes chovim stam shchita of a goy is for avodah zarah. And since this was geshachten, so we assume this is going for avodah zarah. It was shechta of avodah zarah. That alone makes it a krevis avodah zarah. If you make a shechita shem avodah zarah, then it becomes asa b'ahana already because your shechta of avodah zarah becomes a krevis avodah zarah. Frek tois v'kasha, that by erus levuvim, we have a whole shiloh, hey, you made the whole opening. So look at tois v'kasha, tema, le'el gav erus levuvim, the mashvah hasha ein levuvim, ein ishchatim la'avodah zchavim. That's question number one. Question number two is, we have a whole sugya of gvinas that come from Beis Unaiki, that it's aser or mutter lechayra. If we said anything, it's not also. That's also a raya. That's not like Rav Eliezer. Why do I have to come dafka this case not like Rav Eliezer? A lot of cases not like Rav Eliezer. Because we have a bunch of cases, like the Urz of Uvim, we're saying it's mutter. I'm not having a hole that way, it's mutter. Why don't we say Stam Achshavas Shchit Levis Chavim? So it's a chur, it's a right not like Rav Eliezer. Why do we pick this case not like Rav Eliezer? Zokhtar is a Pasha Teretz. He says that the only time you say the Lach of Rav Eliezer is only if it was done B'derech Shchita. But if you just kill the animal, so then, like by Urz Vuvim, we kill the animal a different way, there's no Issa Takroivis until you actually do Avodah Zarah with it. So, Tais, the Shleima, the Rabbi Yezan Amri Shari, Shar Oiroi, so Shar Gvinas. Loim Rinan Stam Achsheva, Zev Chavim, Lavois Chavim, El Derech Shchita, only was done Derech Shchita. Ava Derech Haniko, Venechir Eloi, Vahach Gavi Bosa Nichnas, Daik Shape, why? Shein Darkin Lahachnes Bosa, Lavois Chavim, Elo Behemah Shchuta. Here we knew it was a Behemah Shchuta, it was the only way you do Avodah Zarah usually. So we know it's about Shkuta. Say, here's a shayla of Issa Hano, Mutav Hano. So the Mishnah says Mutav Hano. It's not like Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds Stam Shkita as Avodah Zarah. Mashainke, in every other case that we have, that's a shayla of Avodah Zarah, there we don't know it's a Shkita. There we Stam see a dead animal with a hole in it. There's no reason to say, there the Kuliyama will not be Avodah Zarah unless you have the Rayas that it's Iris Levuvim.
So it's one or two ways. Either you with it, or
you do Shkita Zara, yeah. Right. And nice, we hold anyway, not like Rav Eliezer, that we hold that Stam Shkita is not Avodah Zarah, but if you held like Rav Eliezer, then every time we'll be Geshacht, and always, would be always considered to curve as Avodah Zarah. If it leaves the Avodah Zarah's building, the guy walks out with his meat, that's also Bahano like Zivchei Mesim. My time, it's impossible that a Basar that's found in the base of Avodah Zarah itself, it's not possible. It was not brought for Avodah Zarah. Money Yehuda Maseri. Time Yehuda Maseri. Menayel to Kervus Avichavim Shematam Boils. It says in our Mishnah Kizivchei Mesim. It's Mashma. It's Mamish. Takrevus has dinner like Kizivchei Mesim. That Menayel to Kervus Avichavim Shematam Boil. That's Shematam even oil. You're in the same oil as a piece of Avodah Zarah, a meat that was brought to Avodah Zarah, a piece of meat that was brought for Avodah Zarah. You're in the same building. You're Tami. Shenema VeYisvedu LeBal Par VeYoichel Zivchei Mesim. We see as a Hekesh Bal Par to Zivchei Mesim. Mam Mesim Shematam Boil. After Krav is a Chavim in Tam Boil, to Krav is a Chavim also in Tam Boil. Now, what are the Rabbanon hold? So, what are the Rabbanon hold? The Rabbanon hold is no Hekesh to Mace. So, we had a Gemara before, the Chav Tessa and Beis. The Gemara wanted to know, how do we know that Takravis Avodah Zarah is also Bahana? And the Gemara brought this passage, it's Buddha Baal Par. Here it's Mashma, that's only Rehuda Bim Seira. Don't we all hold also Bahana? So, Emperor Toysvis is the fourth wide line. Very perish. That's not a machlekes. The chol akravis of his chavim oser bahano mid the iskish lemeis. The whole machlekes says how vite to take the hekesh to meis. Keep pligi le'in tuma the Rabbi Yehuda makesh lemeis afilu in tuma. The whole machlekes is Rabbi tuma, but avada. Everyone agrees it's also achila and hano. The diak is in the Mishnah, it says, why did the Mishnah say Kziv Chemesim? Let the Mishnah say simple. Vayoytze, also Vahano, also Achila, also Vahano. Why did the Mishnah have to say, Vayoytze, something goes out, is also Vahano, Kziv Chemesim? Who have to give you now Pshat? Teretz is, our Mishnah holds, like a Rehuda Ben Seira holds that Ziv Chemesim is even like Avi Tumas Oil. That's the reason why it says, that's why it says, our Mishnah is like a Rehuda Ben Seira. But rather, I don't agree, there's a Hekesh to Meis, and there's an Issa Achila and Issa Hano. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Said in the Mishnah, Hahochim with Tarfus, Asurim Losses, Zumav, yeah?
Yes,
Lamanam, Lamanam, Bezim,
Abanim.
Right. Matame Tomachumur Bekazai. So what? There it says, Matame Tomachumur Bekazai. That's going to
the Vendor. Does that bring down the Pasuk?
Right, that's going to the Vendor Misera, which is actually how we passed him. That's the same Rehudim Misera. Look at the Gemara there. Omrav Asi, Omrav Yechim, Rehudim Misera. Here it's also Rehudim Ben Beseira. We're saying it's Tanur Rehudim Beseira, which actually how we pass him, but we're saying the question was like, what are the, who argues in this? Saying Mani, it's Rehudim Ben Beseira. What did the other man there hold? You think the other man holds it's Mutta Bahano? Saying no, it's also Bahano. Mechlekes is how vai to take it, and we take a paskin, and that's Rehudim Ben Beseira himself. The Sholosh type of Yainois, Yain Esef Taka is Osir Ba'oil. Hahochim with Tafrets, Asurim, Losses, and there's a whole shahadiyah what it means. There, what it means, the time of Mashkin, Chag Rashi and Tosfos there. We have to listen to the Friday Shia for that, or Shabbos Shia. Omar Shmuel. It says like this, Ha'ochem l'tarfas asurim losses imahim. If you're going on the way, the guy's on the way to his Avodah Zarah, you now do business with him. Why not? Because ozul umayda. That's what it says in the Mefarshim, Mishnah Rashi says, ozul umayda, you now do business with him, for two reasons. First of all, he might be Ozel Moida, also he might be buying something for Avodah Zarah. So Amar Shmuel, he says the chilek between a Yid and a Goy, we'll see. Amar Shmuel, Oyv the Chavim Hail Chatapras, Baalicha Oser, you now do business him on the way there, the Ozel Moida, come in with Chavim, he'll thank the Avodah Zarah. But Chazara Mutter, when he comes back, he'll do business with him, right? The Hava, he's not going back, even if there's a great business deal on the way back, he's not going back to Avodah Zarah to thank the Avodah Zarah. But what about Yisrael? Yisrael Ahilik Tarfis, if Yisrael Chas Hashem is going to Avodah Zarah, Baalicha Mutter, Baalicha is Mutter. You can do business with him. Why? It's very possible he won't go and do it. He planned on doing it, but he'll change his mind. That he's a Chesed Kasher still. But Chazara, once he's on the way back, and you do business with him, Usher. Because Kivan to Avik Bay, on top of Lama Gimel, Kivan to Avik Bay, which means he comes attached to it, Kivan to Avik Bay, Mahad to Hada Ozel. He'll go back, he'll turn around, he'll go back to Vayezara. He'll say, look, I just became a Ayyub Vayezara, and look what happened. He'll go back and thank the Vayezara. Therefore, it's a chash, the opposites. By the guy, it's a chash the way there, not on the way back. Or by Yisrael, on the way there, Chayzer. The way back, he will turn around. Frank the Marvay Tanya, Yisrael, Hadal Kotarvis, Bain Baalicha, Bain Bechazara. So you see both ways. Ravashi. There's by Yisrael Mumar. There's always down the Kav Shchus to help him change his mind. And therefore, even on the way there, you cannot do business with him. Even on the way there, you can't do business with him because he might be go. Because there, on the way there, he's for sure going to go be Ozel Moed, not going to be Chayzer. And the way back, there, he's going to go. He's so Avik Bay, he's so attached to it, then he'll go back and thank the Avodah Zarah. So let's see the two dots. Tanu Rabbanan. Avichavim is going to the Yerid, he's going to the Shuk of Avichavim, and he's going to sell Schayra there. Lav Davka is going for Avodah Zarah, because Avichavim have a side business also, besides for Avodah Zarah, they do business also. So Avichavim Ahilach Yerid, Bein Baalicha, Bein Bechazara Mutter. Sign the way there, sign the way back, you're allowed to do business with him, because he's going to the Shuk. And the Shuk maybe has Avodah Zarah, has taxes to Avodah Zarah, but he does Schayra, regular Schayra also. That's his Makim Schayra. But Yisrael is different. Yisrael Ahilach Yerid, Baalicha Mutter, Bechazara Aser. So Frank the Gemara, Maishno Yisrael, the Bechazara Aser, that by way back, it's also the Amri Avodah Chavim, Zavind, May Avodah Chavim, Ika Bahadeh, that maybe he sold something for Avodah Zarah and he got back money for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Chavim, Nami, Nema, Avodah Chavim, Zavind, May Avodah Chavim, Ika Bahadeh. It to be the same thing. It got money from Avodah Zarah. Elo, the Gemara says, Oyvichav Marino and Glima Zabin Chamra Zabin. Maybe he sold a shirt, maybe he sold a donkey. So that's why you're not Choshesh, he sold Avodah Zarah. He sold Nami name. Like we're saying, there's business there also. Why would Choshesh that he sold Avodah Zarah, he got money from Avodah Zarah? Well, why was he worried about this? So Nami Nema, Emer Glima Zabin, Chamer Zabin. So basically, Teresh is like this, very simple. Yisrael has a life over here, he has a whole business in life. The only thing he can't sell in the Jewish market is Avodah Zarah. There's no market for Avodah Zarah in the Jewish market. He has to go to the shuk. Mashiach, when he sells a donkey, why would he have to travel all the way there and lose? It's an expensive trip to go there. Or even make a little bit of profit on a donkey, he'll sell a little more money. It's not worth it for him to go there. So for donkey and glimas, he sells it right here. So that's why we assume if he came from a shuk, he definitely sold Avodah Zarah. Mashenkin, a guy there, if he went to the shuk, it's very possible he sold regular things. That's his makom. That's his makom where he sells regular things. And therefore, it's not assumed automatically that it's Avodah Zarah stuff that was sold.